than a gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A wonderful weekend. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Angelo Viola. He over there is Joe Gorskowski, running around like a madman this morning, Joseph.
Stuff's not working.
Oh, I wonder what happened. I know, the cleaners. The cleaners, that's what happened.
I think so.
Derek Brandeo along making the threesome. We will be your guides, your shepherds through the outdoors this wonderful weekend. A wonderful program this week, by the way. And what we were alluding to is Joe hasn't done the show now for a few months, maybe more, Joe?
I think it was when Cherry got fired.
Okay, that was last. So anyways, he came in this morning to do this show because Michael Mooring is not in doing it this morning. And everything, the clean, we're opening up, Pine Post Productions will open its doors on Monday. So the cleaning staff was in yesterday, and they went through this place top to bottom. And while they were doing that, they neglected to turn things back on. They neglected to plug things back in. So when Joe came in this morning, expecting everything just to light up, it didn't. So there you go. Anyways, you're doing good so far, buddy. You're batting 1,000, bud.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Yeah. Almost there. Oh, good point. Wonderful program. Before we get into that, let me just mention, of course, as I do each and every week, reminding folks, because they need reminding, that the Mercury 2.5 outboard motor giveaway is 1 day away from, 2 days away. On Monday, we'll be making the draw for the May edition of the contest. Some lucky winner will receive a beautiful piece of technology, a Mercury 2.5 outboard motor. And all that person had to do to win, by the way, was enter free of charge, enter a ballot or many ballots in the drum, the virtual drum at fishingcanada.com website. You can enter every 24 hours. Needless to say, the more ballots that you put in the box, the better your chances of winning. And whoever is drawn on Monday, I will guarantee you, will have upped their odds by entering multiple times. Now, while you are there, not that, you know, that's not important enough as it is, but while you're there anyways, why not put a free ballot in the boat motor trailer drum as well? Makes sense to me. It's no charge. You're already on the site entering one. Why wouldn't you enter the other? Ah, I know why you wouldn't enter the other, because you think automatically entering one will get you into the boat motor trailer contest. But that's not the case. So I'm telling you now, you need to enter both separately. Otherwise, you won't be in both draws. All right? I think I've explained. If that's all happening at fishingcanada.com, and it's happening right now, and I would get on there. If you haven't been in there for a while, the draw is on Monday. So I would get in there today and tomorrow and first thing Monday, at least get three ballots in the box. It'll up your chances big time. That's all happening at fishcan.com. And while you're there, by the way, just, you know, what the heck? You might want to just cruise around the site and see all the wonderful things, the material, the content, the blogs, the videos, the how-tos, the where-tos, the entertainment pieces around fishcan.com. Including some really interesting articles on current events, news, fishing tips, locations, old and new Fishing Canada episodes are there, all kinds of good stuff. It's all happening at fishingcanada.com. All right, let's talk about now and radio, shall we? This week's guests. Let's talk about this week's guests. All right, the Great Lakes, by the way, this is an interesting piece. I read this morning. I said, whoa, I did not know that. And I don't know whether you know this or not, Joe, but the Great Lakes hold 20% of the world's surface freshwater. 20%. That, I find that fascinating. One-fifth of the world's fresh water lives right here in this part of the world with us. That's pretty impressive. But it could become hazardous for drinking with the development of harmful algal bloom. Algal. How do you pronounce that, Joe?
The algae?
Well, A-L-G-A-L? Algae is with an E-A or an A-E.
Algal. That's
I know. That's cool. I like that. I like that. So anyways, we call it algae blooms, but it's algal blooms. We'll see who's correct and who's not. Maybe you do pronounce algae. I don't know. What do I know? Anyways, Dr. Gabriel Filippelli will be joining us. He is director at the Center of Urban Health, professor at the Department of Earth Science at the Public School of Science in North Battleford, Indiana, U.S., and he'll tell us about the tests and what they are revealing about the toxins in the algal blooms or algae blooms, whichever way we want to pronounce those, that cause and what causes these blooms. Now, I don't know whether these are the algae blooms that we have been witnessing for years here on some of our freshwater lakes, inland lakes. When it gets really hot, they cover the surface of the lake in a green coating on the surface. I don't know whether that's the same stuff or not, but if it is, yeah, we do have concerns because there's a lot of it and it's been around for some time. And we'll talk with him about the impact that it's going to have on our drinking water here in the Great Lakes. Dave Mercer, host of TV's Facts of Fishing and host of the Bassmaster Classic and Bassmaster Elite Series, will join us. And I want to talk to David about the cancellation of the Bassmaster Series due to COVID-19 and the revised tournament schedule, which I understand is very close to kicking back in. So we wanted to have him on the program talk to us about the new guidelines that will possibly affect the tournament anglers in North America. Outdoor Canada columnist and author and former park superintendent. Whew. Man, I'd hate to see his business card. Holy mackerel. Kevin Van Tiggum will join us. I got a problem with names this morning, Joe. Like, I don't have a problem with names other mornings. Like, it's just this morning, you know? Tiggum recently wrote a blog for Outdoor Canada about how the way we use land is creating deadly problems for fish. We're going to talk more in depth about what stream-dwelling fish are doing and what the risk factors are with the habitat and how we're damaging it. So that'll be an interesting piece. This week there was a huge announcement regarding new developments in the world of outboard motors. Mercury Marine and Evinrude have been duking it out and doing battle for about 75 years in the global outboard motor market. Since 1932, these two giants have taken the lion's share of the outboard motor pie and wrestled it away from each other every year, back and forth. And there was an agreement written up on Wednesday that may have put an end to this 75-year war, and we're going to find out about it as Adrian Rushforth, Senior Director of Marketing and Strategic Planning for Mercury Marine, joins us and tells us exactly what is going on. It caught everybody by surprise, including Adrian. We got a lot of ground to cover, my friend, so let's get a move on. Thank you, Joseph. But first, let's have a behind-the-scenes look at Canada's nationally televised Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast. As we speak, I'm watching the newest member of the team, Steve Nedzwicki, who is fishing the Rapids area of the St. Mary's River in Sault Ste. Marie with local fishing guide Tyler Dunn, who's been on the program a few times. And they're searching for, of all things, Atlantic salmon. Somebody told them that there may be an Atlantic salmon out there, so they thought they would give her a try. And a great episode to watch. Also talk about using bass-style baits on salmon, which is kind of cool and unique. The episode is called Salmon of the Sioux, and it's airing on Global as we speak. But if you are listening to me, you might not be watching television. So what you need to do afterwards is go to fishingcanada.com and look for the episode called Salmon of the Sioux, and it'll tell you when and where you can catch it as well. That's all happening on fishincanada.com. All right, time to play it safe. Our in-house safety expert, his name is Bradley Schlorp. He, a retired staff sergeant with the OPP, will tell us how we can start the season off on the right foot. Good morning, Bradley.
He is currently sitting in the bush with the birds gobbling all around him, but haven't seen any yet.
You can hear them, Brad?
Oh, yeah. It's a good morning.
Cool. That's cool, man. Maybe we can really knock this one out of the park. Maybe you could shoot something while we're on the air.
That would be awkward. I'd try, though.
Brad is out turkey hunting. It seems he's been turkey hunting for a month now. You're still looking for one more, right?
I got one more day after today.
Okay, all right. I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. If you have the time, it might be kind of interesting to talk about social distancing while you're trying to get the beads on a gobbler. But we'll do the best we can. What's your opinion of what took place this week at Bellwood Park in Toronto?
Well, in part, I think it caused the province to extend the emergency order by 10 days. So right now, normal year, I would be in Mississauga Lake, not on the phone right now, and that had to be canceled because of the parks still closed for camping. We're right. Hoping to go next week, but looks like that 10-day order is going to prohibit that, so I'm not real happy with all those people in Trinity Bellwoods Park.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, who opened that park up? Like, I thought it was everything was closed down, and all of a sudden I hear parks are open and people are gathering like a herd of cattle.
But everywhere they're announcing it, they're saying they're open, but with all the social distance measures required. And all these idiots just decided to ignore that.
Okay, so that was the problem. Is it going to be possible, in your opinion, to open things up and not expect people to behave as they normally would, though?
I'd like to say yes, but true answer is probably no, it isn't. So what's that going to happen is that stuff is just going to have to stay closed.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate part, right?
Like, how ridiculous is it painting 6-foot circles on the grass?
Well, to some people it's not ridiculous, obviously. You know, to some of us it might be, but who knows? These are insane times, my friend. That's all I can say. Crazy times.
There's another one. Bears not social distancing. So one in Markham, but then yesterday, one in Barrie.
Yeah, and we also had one in Durham the week before going through backyards. What do you make of that?
Well, if you lived in a town like Geraldton or Chapleau or something like that, it's a daily occurrence.
Right.
So hopefully maybe this will help address the spring bear hunt. Some of the people that are further south will see that that's not a pleasant animal to have visiting you.
Do you think that might have something to do with it? Because this year the spring bear hunt was totally missed, obviously because of the pandemic. Do you think that might have something to do with bears encroaching?
I doubt it. I'd like to say so, just if that was one more feather on the pile to make sure that everywhere the spring bear hunt that has been finalized is on. But I doubt it. I think they're just coincidences.
Yeah, let's hope so. So how long are you going to be out there today to get your last turkey?
Well, if they keep gobbling, I'm staying all morning.
Now, are you calling these birds? Are they gobbling because they just happen to be there? Or are you calling them over?
Yes and yes.
Yes.
I'm calling them and they're answering, but they're not really connecting with the over part yet.
Okay. All right. Well, keep toughing it out, buddy. And there's no rain out there this morning, is there?
No, just fog, and it's gone now.
Because you told me it wasn't good doing this in the rain, I believe, last time you were on doing this. And you were in the rain.
It actually is fairly good doing it in the rain. It's just not good for me to sit out in the rain.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. All right, I'll let you go, buddy. Good luck to you today, my friend, and we'll catch you next week.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bradley Schlorf, retired staff sergeant. Could you tell I was getting under his skin there a little bit, Joe?
how long has he been out there?
That's a great question. I should have asked him. I would assume before sunup. That's what generally happens. You go out there under the cover of darkness and find a spot and hunker down and then just wait it out, cover yeah. everything around, all that stuff. But I could tell I was starting to get to it there with my line of questioning. He was not interested.